This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.
This week, the company that makes Dr. Pepper announced its products are currently harder to find on shelves. It's the latest major brand to announce a shortage during the pandemic. But it's not just soda companies. Local beer companies are also facing a shortage struggle. KCBX's Angel Russell has more.
First, it was toilet paper, then hand sanitizer. Now it's Dr. Pepper flying off store shelves. Pismo Beach resident Scott Taylor says he can't find his favorite beverage at most local stores. And if he does find it, there aren't many of them.
All of a sudden, I noticed that there was only one 20-pack of Diet Dr. Pepper left. I can't run short on DDP. That's my coffee.
Taylor admits when he does find more than one on the shelves, he'll buy a few.
Yeah, I am part of the problem because I am stockpiling.
There's less because beer and soda production has been slowed to a crawl. According to the Aluminum Association, manufacturers are seeing unprecedented demand because of the pandemic, and the nation is running low on aluminum cans.
Definitely waiting on cans is one of our new hobbies.
Co-owner of Humdinger Brewing in Arroyo Grande, Lee Samways, says because of the shortage, they had to downsize their 32-ounce canned beer for 25.4-ounce because they couldn't find larger size aluminum cans anywhere.
We were using cans that aren't really normal for the brewing industry to use, but we could put beer in it and people would take it home, so it worked.
Samway says it also just takes longer now to get an order of any size aluminum can.
Our first order was in within like a week. After that, every single order has taken a month, 6 weeks, just for them to get the cans in so they can ship them to us.
This is just one of the many obstacles Samway's had to deal with being a business owner, navigating the economic obstacles of a pandemic. A new venture, Humdinger Brewing, was set to open St. Patty's Day. Then Sam's Way had to deal with opening and closing and reopening with modifications ever since. Now he's dealing with an aluminum can shortage on top of that. But he stays optimistic.
We want to have a survival story, not some sob story. So we're going to just keep on plugging and keep our chins up and our smiles on.
Reporting in Arroyo Grande, I'm Angel Russell.